Deutschlandfunk Kultur Klangkunst.
Jetpiloten sind hart im Nehmen. Bei bestimmten Flugmanövern müssen sie mehr als die zehnfache Erdbeschleunigung aushalten. Dann verlieren sie oft für mehrere Sekunden das Bewusstsein und erleben kurze Traumsequenzen. G-Lock, so heißt dieses Phänomen, Gravity-Induced Loss of Consciousness. Das Kollektiv 48 Nord hat unter dieser Überschrift ein Hörstück komponiert. Damit herzlich willkommen zur Klangkunst im Deutschlandfunk Kultur. Für ihre Arbeit G-Lock haben die Musiker Ulrich Müller, Siegfried Rössert und Patrick Schimanski Erlebnisberichte und O-Töne von Jetpiloten gesammelt. Deren Abdriften in die Bewusstlosigkeit verstehen die Künstler als Metapher für unser Leben in einer hochbeschleunigten Wirklichkeit. Zunehmende Technisierung und Turbokapitalismus bringen die Menschheit immer näher an den Rand einer globalen Katastrophe, so zumindest die Deutung von 48 Nord. Die Künstler vergleichen unsere aktuelle gesellschaftliche Entwicklung mit dem Flug des Icarus und eben mit den gefährlichen Höhenflügen der G-Lock-Piloten. Die Formation 48 Nord komponierte bis zum Tod von Siegfried Rössert im vergangenen Jahr für Tanztheater und Radioproduktionen. Dabei loteten die Mitglieder immer wieder Grenzen aus, spürten dem Gegenwärtigen nach, arbeiteten mit Widersprüchen und Denkimpulsen. Für Deutschlandfunk Kultur komponierten sie zuletzt das Hörstück »Die Ankunft der schwachen Impulse« aus dem Jahr 2014. Gegen Ende der Sendung bringen wir noch einen Ausschnitt aus dem Hörstück Crashing Aeroplanes von Andreas Ammer und FM Einheit aus dem Jahr 2001. Zunächst aber hören Sie G-Lock von 48 Nord.
Thank you. auf dem Wasser sehen. Der Himmel war sehr blau. Und die Sonne, die sehr gelb.
Sein?
Processing speed of 125 petaflops per second, while at 93, its calculation capacity in 1 minute equals 32 years of calculation. 7 billion people using calculators. This is the designed and made in China processor Shenwei 26016. Its calculation capacity equals to
Living in an acceleration society, you know, that life is spinning ever faster. Whether it's high-speed trading or high-speed dating, that everything's on this sort of velocity trajectory.
Sonnenuntergang. Ein Oktober-Sonnenuntergang. Ich trieb auf einem laufenden Ozean.
Sein? Sind Sie noch da?
Are you with me? Technology has reached a point where it's not just that we're going to lose a pilot because the plane fails or something, but we're going to lose pilots because they can't operate the systems that are being presented to them. And what you feel is the oxygen mask pressing on your nose. You feel the skin coming down on your face. Sweat from your brow just seems to come down in currents in front of your eyes. As soon as it pops out of your forehead, it goes straight down in front of your eyes. And you can feel your lungs being pressed on your diaphragm, and you just sort of scrunch into the seat.
Blood pressure in the brain goes to zero, and after a few seconds, it basically takes a nap. And you go through this, what we call an absolute incapacitation period of time. During this time, your mind is elsewhere. It's in a dreamlike world. You could be on the planet Mars or whatever.
Give me a left-hand turn to 060.
Are you with me?
Recover.
Hey, sir, can you hear me?
words, I argue that the contemporary imperative of speed is as much a cultural artifact as it is a technological one. The technologies reflect as much as shape society.
Yet again, another reason why the U.S. is the greatest destination in the history of all histories. The U.S. has unveiled its latest supercomputer, which is twice as powerful as the world's current leader. According to the BBC, the Summit supercomputer can process 200,000 trillion calculations per second, or 200 petaflops. China's Sunway Taihu-like supercomputer...
Titan uses about 9 megawatts of power. That's as much as a small town of about 4 or 5,000 people. It also uses about the same amount of water as a town of 4 or 5,000 people to cool it.
Angezogen durch die Begierde nach dem Himmel, nahm er einen höheren Weg. Einen höheren Weg. Angezogen durch die Begierde.
Es war frustrierend, den Warnton zu hören. Es war frustrierend, den Arm nicht bewegen zu können. Ich wurde durch so etwas wie einen fliegenden Teppich bewegt. Obwohl ich mich nicht bewegen konnte.
Kann ich Ihnen behilflich sein?
Er sah die Federn in den Wogen und...
In den Wogen?
Talks about how busy they are, how time pressured they are, how harried they are. And the other thing I think that is noticeable and notable is that there's also an assertion made all the time.
Supercomputing cluster.
Yeah, so there's
that technology itself,
which burned through 8 billion hectares of land since September. Remarkably, smoke can now be seen 12,000 kilometers away in Argentina and also Chile.
It's really a rank.
And what I think is interesting, and I guess the social
world foundation is saying up to a billion animals may have been killed directly or indirectly by the fires. We also know almost 2,000 homes have been destroyed.
You say, how dare you take him out that way? You should get permission from Congress. These are split-second decisions. You have to make a decision.
Little daughter being given her father's helmet and service medal at the ceremony. And thousands of firefighters are involved in trying to contain this vast crisis. And while mild weather is helping their efforts at the moment, unfortunately, more help is the thousand.
It's 450,000 jobs.
It's 500,000 jobs.
American jobs.
I would prefer that we don't use as retribution potentially $110 billion worth of work, which means 600,000 jobs.
I think it's over a million jobs.
Parent pity equals 3,176,400. Ardacht, Das G, Welsh Dirch Die Luft, Jehan Kamen. Guttersian. Document logger. Start loading main resource. Progress tracker. Progress started. Frame 0x7. B46B6CC0, value 0.100000, tracked frames 1, originating frame 0x7B46B6CC0, is main load 0. Standard kill, returned unexpected error 1. Einer der Piloten, lief den Gang entlang. Kill, returned unexpected error 1. Nach dem Himmel, nahmer ihnen höheren Weg. Icarus and Litz, Wort, vom Blauen Wasser, aufgenommen. Kill, returned unexpected error 1. Kill, returned unexpected error 1. Kill, returned unexpected error 1. Kill, returned
unexpected error 1. Ich trieb auf einem blauen Ozean. Irgendwie schlafend. Aber nicht wirklich. Ich wollte nicht aufwachen. Ich wollte nicht aufwachen.
I began to feel my consciousness pull up to a place around the heart and the life pull out of the very extremities of my body. And there was a great sense of peacefulness, of luxuriant surrender and calm and beauty.
The concern is we have that in our heads and we're not going to sustain it. And the thing that's going to be the problem is social unrest.
We tell people that they belong to another time.
It actually is likened to Calcutta. It's a pretty unbelievable situation.
And so think about that. One of the most connected ancient history, and the Surgeon General says, the thing that's really ailing so many people is the sense of being disconnected.
When you start getting into approaching one of the situations.
And I had to strain all the more.
Between neoliberalism with no heart and identity politics with no brain.
That to justify the removal of territory.
Color goes away, so when things start turning into black and white, you start letting loose of the stick. And if you keep pulling, you get what's called tunnel vision.
Thousands of people in this 50-block area living in tents and boxes on the street and in and out of the many missions there.
kann sie nicht verstehen. Hallo? 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 Hallo?
Sie hörten G-Lock von 48 Nord, Ulrich Müller, Siegfried Rössert und Patrick Schimanski. Eine Autorenproduktion im Auftrag von Deutschlandfunk Kultur aus dem Jahr 2020.